League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Anime voice actors, the voices behind the beloved anime characters who shaped our childhoods. Since its humble beginnings over 100 years ago in Japan, anime has become a worldwide sensation, reaching almost every corner of the planet. With Americans consuming the most anime outside of China, South Korea, and Taiwan, American anime voice actors are in higher demand than ever before. My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'm going to be sitting down with some of these anime voice actors to learn the truth behind these faceless voices we hear every day. How disappointed do these American voice actors feel when fans opt out from hearing their voice in favor of subtitles? Are these voice actors fans of the animes they voice, or is it just another day job? Is being part of an industry with such an intense fandom a blessing or a curse? Hi, Cedric!
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Ryan!
Hello!
Hey! Griffin! Hey. Thank you so much for coming out and teaching me about the wondrous world of anime voice acting.
Happy to be here.
What do you consider yourself? Anime voice actor?
I consider myself just actor.
Just
because,
actor?
Yeah, because I also do on-camera work.
Actor who specializes in characters for animation and video games.
An actor that can do it all.
An actor that can do it all. Do you know how many animes you've voice acted in?
I have currently done 3.
I don't know, 15 or 20?
Maybe a handful. When I first started out, I did shows like One Punch Man and Hunter x Hunter. I did a show called Charlotte. And then more recently, I've done 2 anime films, one called Fireworks and one called Gundam Narrative.
Gundam Wing!
Gundam, yeah.
My first official anime was Hunter x Hunter, and the one I'm on now currently on Toonami is The Promised Neverland.
A lot of people know me for ReZero, and then a lot of people know me for Hunter x Hunter.
Can you give me an example of what that voice sounded like?
Yes, thank you very much for having me, sir.
So oh my god, that's kind of you just transformed into a different person.
We're in a field I created, and you won't be able to leave, not until you touch me. You have 8 hours. All right.
Yona Basta, Narrative Gundam. Here I go!
That was so cool! I felt like I was there!
He's like if at 13, I had stayed really sad and emo.
You just imagine that G note constantly being played?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you first get into voice acting?
I found out about this studio in Los Angeles called Bang Zoom. When they go to Anime Expo, I would go to their booth and say, "Hi, I'm Cedric, you know, nice to meet you." I would bring over cookies for holidays and...
So you pestered them until they let you voice act for them?
Yes.
What was your reaction when you found out you landed that first big anime role?
I always cry.
You cry?
Yeah, everything makes me cry. I cry when I'm happy, I cry when I'm sad. I'm just like always about to lose it.
I was in my car and I think I immediately started screaming. I was like, oh my god!
Now it's time for a segment I like to call Subverse Dub!
So sub versus dub is the argument, how is it better to watch anime with subtitles in the original Japanese or with English voices?
I guess some people think that, you know, dubbers, like we don't really do our homework or, you know, like we're just copying a performance.
I have no preference personally. There are shows that I watch dubbed. There are shows I watch subbed.
Which... I mean, there are elitists out there who say, I only watch it in the original Japanese version with subtitles.
Right.
That English dub.
And that's totally fine, you know?
I mean,
that's an extreme opinion, but it's not any of my concern.
I don't think you should compare the two. It's just to broaden the appeal to another audience. Because, you know, some people don't want to read subtitles. So this is for you guys, you know?
Does it ever hurt your feelings when people say things like, I only watch the sub version, these dub versions are...
Yeah, it does hurt, because we really do try our best.
What are some of the unnecessary noises that they might make you do in an anime performance?
We have to make so many sounds because whenever you turn your head or so much as twitch your eye, it's...
Ooh, that was interesting.
That sounded like me.
That was like death. That was like your dying.
Why is that a thing?
To emphasize feeling and emotion without saying anything.
But do people do that in real life?
Maybe they're in certain situations, they would go like, ugh.
I mean, I know when I do that, but it's not when they do that. Do you ever find yourself accidentally doing your anime voices in real life?
I was at 7-Eleven last night. Okay. And we had just watched this anime, and me and my friends were like, all like the male anime protagonists have that like same voice.
Oh yeah.
Where everything's like right here.
Really intense.
Wait. Vitamin water has a blue Slurpee, 50% of the calories. Who would do this?
N Joyce wants to know what your deepest and highest voices.
My highest would probably be like, oh, like right in here, like very little.
The highest voice is probably like this.
Oh boy.
It's a falsetto voice. I would say this is like a little mouse character.
I can do sort of like young, like 13-year-old characters. Like, I don't know, guys, we should probably follow the rules. And
oh, that guy does not have pubes yet.
Not at all.
Yeah, low. I don't know.
Whoa.
How low can you go?
I can do one of these voices.
Like a sensei.
Like a sensei.
Or I can like,
I can do something like this.
That's a very scary villain.
Your deepest voice is like this, you know?
Damn, what kind of character is that?
You're a husky man, you know? Yeah, man. And I'm singing to your baby.
Ooh, I want to see that anime. I'm feeling things I haven't felt since I was 14. What do you do to prepare for an anime voice role?
I watch the original Japanese, look at the wiki page of the character to see the backstory. Mm-hmm. And I do a tongue twister beforehand.
Like what?
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Leather.
Red leather, yellow leather, red yellow leather, leather. Red leather, yellow leather. How would your younger self react to finding out that you would grow up to voice anime?
I would be amazed. I don't know if I would believe me.
He would be super stoked. I have to remind myself every day that like, right, you know, this, you are living your dream.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, because a lot of voice actors, we never truly grow up. We love cartoons and anime and video games. We get to play for a living.
How is anime voice acting different than other voice acting?
Anime voice acting, of course, you're doing two picture.
Uh-huh.
So you have a TV kind of in front of you with the picture and you're actually doing it as you watch.
So you don't get a chance to improvise.
No way.
Anime is very much, you know, you go line by line, or what we call them loops. So basically what we'll do is if we have a line, we'll preview it first in the Japanese, and then they give us these things called ADR cue beeps. They're these three beeps that go beep, beep, beep. And then where the fourth beep would be, that's where you come in. So it can be beep, beep, beep.
why is that hot dog so much money?
Do you watch the series that you voice as a fan or more to like see your own work?
I love the shows that I'm in, but I do kind of keep rewinding to my part. I can see like it sounded good, because when I first watch something I'm in and I hear myself, it sounds horrible to me. And I'm like, ooh, wait, let me rewind. Everyone sounds good, but when I hear myself, I'm like, ooh, why does my voice sound louder than everyone else's?
No, dude, I mean, I run into that too. Like whenever I'm part of an ensemble cast, like YouTubers react, and I watch that, I'll see my parts, and I'll be like, why am I so horrible?
Is that artist mentality?
Does it ever get in your head when you watch those clips hundreds of times and you're not pleased with yourself?
Yes, because I'm like, I know I practiced and I did the research beforehand, but why does it sound like this?
What's the most uncomfortable thing about anime voice acting?
Sometimes the strain can be something you gotta be careful of. I mean, this is the moneymaker.
What do you think the biggest misconception about anime voice acting is?
That we don't watch the original Japanese. We're putting our soul into this character. We want to give justice to the source material.
So I get like a lot of questions like, do you do acting too?
It's like, what do you think I'm doing?
We get that a lot. Or do you do real acting too?
Real acting.
Yeah, we get
that
a lot.
How do you feel about that?
It's insulting, but it's like they just don't know. It doesn't come from a place of meanness.
Anime is great, but it doesn't always pay the best. Just with how the industry's been in the past 20 years, you know, we're trying to make changes. But compared to other even forms of voice acting, it's not the best financially, but you're burdened with a very specific skill set that you have to learn, which is dubbing to picture and doing all those things. So, I mean, I know plenty of voice actors who've been doing this for 10, 20 years who are still, you know, renting apartments, living check to check.
People assume that you're like, you're an entertainer, you're making so much cash. How do you feel about American live action remakes of anime, like Death Note?
Historically, they've been pretty poo-poo.
Josh, such harsh words.
I don't think we're quite there yet. Detective Pikachu was cool, because I think, again, they took what was there and kind of ran with
it. It was definitely in the right direction.
I think so, yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Why do you think anime is more successful now than it ever has been before?
With the internet, people were able to figure out, like, hey, I like this too. Before, people were talking all the time online. People that liked anime felt isolated. They thought, I like this weird thing that no one at my school likes.
Lillian wants me to ask, why do you think there are so many female actors that voice boys in anime?
Okay, so here's the thing. Guys, when we go through puberty, our voices get deeper. And if you're going to be on anime for a long period of time and you're a teenager or you know, a young adult, your voice will change. And for those male characters, they need their voices to stay high-pitched for a long time. And women who are excellent voice actors, like, they have excellent range. Their voices will stay higher forever.
Yeah. I brought an anime character in.
Okay.
It's very established.
Sweet.
And I'd like you to voice this character as if this character doesn't exist yet, and you get to invent the voice.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm ready. I can do this.
Here's your character. Sailor Moon, this character that's never seen the light of day, and we're finally gonna give this character some life.
All right. I am Sailor Moon, the champion of justice. In the name of the moon, I will right wrong and triumph over evil, and that means you!
You got the role!
Yes!
You landed the role!
Yeah!
You did it! You did it! You've got 5 seconds to shout out anything you want. Go for it.
Hit me up on Twitter at Ced Williams Jr. and Instagram at Cedric L. Williams, and watch The Promised Neverland on Toonami.
Find me on Twitter at Ryan Bartley. Find me on Instagram at eRyanBartley, and on Facebook, I'm at Actor Ryan Bartley.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Griffin Puatu. That's P-U-A-T-U.
You should subscribe to Anthony Padilla or the world will meet its terrible fate.
Thank you so much, Cedric.
Thank you.
You're great. Thank you. I feel like I now understand the wondrous world of anime voice acting.
Thank you for bringing me in today.
After spending the day with these talented anime voice actors, I've come to understand they often receive no public praise for their hard work behind the scenes. In an industry where it's impossible to please everyone, these talented voice actors do everything in their power to bring their characters to life for the fans, which is something I hope we can all learn to appreciate a little bit more. See you later, bye guys.
Press the like now! You gotta be really intense.
Oh, right, so I'm really intense.
You gotta sound a little nasally, too.
Gotta sound really nasally.
You have to. not pause when you say long lines like this, you know? There's no commas in anime, and you have to use big emotion like this and yell.
I'm not pausing because I have a lot to say, and I have a lot of pent-up emotion, and there's so much to say, and I'm gonna yell it!
Perfect.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.